This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's rare, honestly, that corporate governance becomes a big news story. It is equally rare, more rare probably, that in a David and Goliath Wall Street shareholder fight, David wins. But that is exactly what the vote to put at least two new, more climate-minded people on the ExxonMobil board of directors yesterday was. And the ruling in the Netherlands that Royal Dutch Shell is responsible for climate change and is going to have to cut its emissions by a lot and soon, well, that's of a piece. But for those precedents and for the tipping point that arguably yesterday was, the big question here is scale. Will what happens in a boardroom and a courtroom get us to the changes that are going to matter to the planet? Marketplace's Scott Tong explores.
For big oil companies with giant climate footprints, yesterday's events are a kind of push and pull. At least that's how environment and climate lawyer Maggie Peloso at Vinson & Elkins sees it.
The litigation is really using the law as a push.
That is, the Dutch ruling against Shell may prompt other oil majors to cut their emissions.
And the shareholder piece of it is kind of trying to use shareholder preferences on climate as a pull. So you're trying to get people to go beyond the law and do more than what the law would require.
Peloso expects the new board members, voted in by big investors, including BlackRock, to push for strategic changes. But they'll have to be big, according to the International Energy Agency. Last week, it said in order to achieve zero net emissions by 2050, no new oil and gas fields can be developed, period.
And so if that's the world you're living in, you would expect that investors will question every single new investment.
But it's not just what oil companies stop doing. It's also the technologies they develop. For instance, finding ways to pull CO2 out of smokestacks in the air to turn emissions negative. Here's Karen Daney-Kiley, senior analyst at S&P Global Ratings, a marketplace underwriter.
In terms of capturing carbon, they're not quite there yet, but there's an incentive now more than ever for these oil companies to figure it out.
Figure it out and move the climate needle. But not all fossil fuel companies can be poked and nudged by big investors on Wall Street. Columbia law professor Michael Girard.
We also have state-owned oil companies from Russia and Saudi Arabia and other countries that are much less vulnerable to this kind of political pressure.
And to many observers, big oil's business models have to fundamentally change if we're going to dial back the warming already underway. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.